Next, a few minutes with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mark Dion. It's the latest in a series of interviews we're airing this week and next with all of the candidates seeking major party nominations for governor or Congress in the 2nd District. I asked Dion, now a state senator, what sets him apart from the other 6 Democrats seeking the party's gubernatorial nomination.
Well, I think one of the things that distinguishes my candidacy from others is my commitment to creating a community health care system that will allow higher access by citizens. It will provide a competitive choice as opposed to corporate medicine or hospital-based services, and also help reinforce our capacity to provide service to the elders in our community who want to age at home, who have been isolated. And I think really that is the most critical policy question for us in the next decade. There's a lot of time talking about the opiate crisis, but I think the real tsunami that we have to deal with is the fact that we are an aging population, and what's our response?
What's the biggest challenge that's facing Maine, and what would you do as governor to respond to it?
The biggest challenge to Maine is, well, there are a number of challenges. I wish it could be isolated to one, but fundamentally, I think we have to do something in the legislature in order to make it a more effective institution. And I think it's important for a governor to be a bridge builder, to work in collaboration with the legislature, and to do whatever he can to broker results that make sense and answer the needs and interests of the population.
Polls continue to show that jobs are the biggest concern for voters in the state. What would you do as governor to help grow the state's economy?
I think one of the key issues around the economy is, for a long time, we've sent message to our youth that success is defined by a baccalaureate degree. I think we might have made a mistake there. I think we need to reemphasize the value of technical education, vocational education, and I want to see a commitment from Augusta to underwrite that experience so that young people will elect a path to the trades. And those are the jobs that sustain a community. There are enough lawyers in the world, but there are not enough pipe fitters or electricians or skilled carpenters. And I think that's the sector of the economy that builds small businesses. And those, in fact, are the strongest strands in the local tapestry of an economy.
As you know, Maine voters are going to be using ranked choice voting in this primary. Assuming that when you go to the polls, you'll rank yourself as the top choice, who will be your second choice and why?
You know, I've been asked that. That's really tough. As I do these forums with my colleagues, I vary. Sometimes I walk out and I say, Mark Eaves was really on point tonight. And sometimes I think Janet Mills provides a steady hand at the till in terms of where we might go forward. So right now, I'd have to say I remain undecided, but I'm torn between Mark Eaves and Janet Mills as my second choice.
Democratic candidate for governor Mark Dion. Earlier in the program, we heard from Republican gubernatorial candidate Sean Moody. You can hear more from both candidates in our 2 o'clock hour today here on Maine Public Radio. Tomorrow, 2nd District candidate Jared Golden and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Betsy Sweet. The interviews and additional Your Vote 2018 information is also on our website, mainepublic.org/yourvote.